when it comes to the bigger picture, you totally understand. It's going to be a cultural warfare. It's going to be an entire community realizing what could possibly be taken away. And historically, it's going to be so monumental. And it's setting the precedent for the rest of the entire country as well. If you wanted to be able to tell your community what kind of history they have in their local school districts, you're not going to be able to anymore because state control has power over community. This community is really going to learn about what it means to protect something that is so crucial for cultural sustainability.
There's a culture war going on in Arizona over ethnic studies. You just heard Elisa.
My name is Elisa Mesa. I'm a youth organizer with UNIDOS here in Tucson and a student at the University of Arizona. UNIDOS stands for United Non-Discriminatory Individuals Demanding Our Studies.
She's been at the front lines of the battle to preserve Mexican-American studies in Tucson public schools. What's going on in Tucson sets a precedent for the rest of the country. But with so much attention focused on the ethnic studies debate there, a crucial part of it tends to get misrepresented. Here's Mike.
My name is Mike Ludwig, and I'm a reporter with truthout.org.
He's been reporting from Tucson and staying up on how the Arizona ethnic studies debate gets talked about in mainstream media.
When I talk to these students, they are well-spoken, and they were very ready to be politically engaged. And they weren't coming from activist backgrounds. They had decided to take up a cause because it was affecting them directly. It was affecting their community, and it's affecting their right to learn. One of the misunderstandings or misrepresentations of the ethnic studies debate specifically has come from some pundits like Glenn Beck. What's come out is that the teachers of these classes and parents of the student activists and groups like UNIDOS are kind of pushing the students to pull disruptive actions like the one that happened in the April 26th meeting. And from talking to Elisa and other students, it sounds like they're doing this independently. They haven't been radicalized by their teachers or by these classes, that they are just using whatever means necessary to have their voices heard in this issue, because sometimes the students, even though you're the one who's being directly affected by this debate and this law, you don't necessarily have a say. And I was wondering if maybe you could comment on that a bit too, Elisa.
Yeah, I think the youth voice is being used as some sort of political gain for our officials right now, in that they're trying to say that we were influenced by adults. And it's the biggest hurdle we've had to jump more recently, because our school district superintendent stated in an op-ed in our newspaper that youth are used as political pawns by the teachers themselves. And it was a slap in the face for youth that have been analyzing the situation since December. It was so, so insulting. It was just maybe like 7-8 of us some weekends, maybe 12 of us, and all youth, and some of us, you know, 20, 21 years old, sitting in the room with them and saying, you know, what should we do, and like what needs to be done right now. And the fact that it was so organic and beautiful for us to have done that, and then to have adults completely disregard our strategy and disregard our planning and tactics by saying that we were used by adults, it's just ageism. It's ageism and losing that power and feeling so disempowered because youth understand them and see their tricks. It's so insulting when you have adults saying that these youth aren't thinking for themselves.
That conversation came to us from Truthout. Once a month, we collaborate with Truthout, a nonprofit news outlet, to bring you stories and conversations you won't find in mainstream media. For links to Mike's story on Truthout and to find out the latest on Mexican-American studies in Tucson public schools, go to vocalo.org/MAS. For vocalo.org 89.5 FM, I'm Sarah Liu.